Alright folks, welcome back to Depression to Drive. I'm your host, Jake Carter, and today we're diving headfirst into something incredibly important. Self-compassion. Now, life isn't always sunshine and rainbows, right? There are gonna be bumps in the road, curveballs thrown your way, and moments where you feel like you're just flailing around in the dark. Ever felt that way? Like you're failing at everything, comparing yourself to others, and beating yourself up for every little mistake? Yeah, me too. But here's the kicker. That inner critic, that voice telling you you're not good enough, it's often louder than any external pressure. So, how do we tame that beast and cultivate a sense of self-compassion, even when things are tough? First off, let's get real. Self-compassion isn't about being a pushover or ignoring your shortcomings. It's about treating yourself with the same kindness and understanding you'd offer a good friend going through a rough patch. Imagine your best pal just bombed a presentation at work. What would you say? You're a complete failure? Nope. You'd probably say something like, "Hey, that happens to everyone, don't beat yourself up. Just learn from it and move on." That's self-compassion, recognizing your humanity, acknowledging your struggles, and offering yourself grace. Second, remember that you are not defined by your mistakes. We all make them. It's part of being human. Think about your favorite musician. They probably had plenty of off notes before hitting the big time, right? So, instead of dwelling on those slip-ups, learn from them and use them as stepping stones to growth. Third, practice mindfulness. This doesn't mean sitting cross-legged in a meditation retreat, although that can be helpful. It's about being present in the moment, paying attention to your thoughts and feelings without judgment. When those negative self-talk spirals start, gently acknowledge them and then redirect your focus to something positive, a beautiful sunset, a catchy song, or even just the feel of your feet on the ground. Fourth, build a supportive network. You don't have to go through this alone. Surround yourself with people who lift you up, encourage you, and remind you of your worth. Sharing your struggles can be incredibly cathartic, and knowing you're not in this fight by yourself can make all the difference. Finally, celebrate your wins, big or small. Too often we get caught up in chasing the next goal that we forget to appreciate our accomplishments along the way. Whether it's finishing a challenging project, conquering a fear, or simply having a good day, take a moment to acknowledge your progress and give yourself a pat on the back. Now, let me tell you about a time when I really needed to practice self-compassion. I was working on this big presentation for work, and I was freaking out. I felt like I wasn't prepared enough, that I was going to bomb it, and that everyone would think I was incompetent. My inner critic was in overdrive, and I was spiraling down a rabbit hole of negative self-talk. But then, I remembered this podcast episode about self-compassion. I had to give myself a break. So, instead of dwelling on my fears, I took a few deep breaths, reminded myself that everyone makes mistakes, and focused on the things I did know. I ended up delivering the presentation. It wasn't perfect, but it went okay. The point is, even when I felt like everything was falling apart, I could still choose to treat myself with kindness and understanding. That made all the difference. Remember folks, self-compassion isn't a luxury, it's a necessity. It's the foundation for resilience, growth, and overall well-being. So, be kind to yourself, acknowledge your struggles, and celebrate your victories, big and small. Keep on driving, keep on growing, and remember, you've got this. If this episode resonated with you, share it with a friend who might need a little extra self-compassion today. And don't forget to hit that subscribe button so you never miss an episode of Depression to Drive, your daily dose of gentle motivation to keep moving forward.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.